Tens of thousands of new refugees have poured into Chad from West Darfur. The latest and perhaps clearest sign, violence inside Sudan is getting worse. Civilians abandoning their homes in exchange for their lives. Only to find themselves almost immediately in another fight for survival. Their Chadian hosts try to allay fears, but the situation here, local officials say, is getting out of hand.
If they don't get tents, if they don't get water and food, if they don't get clothes to wear, they will die at this place, just as you see them now. I'm asking you to help these people.
Help is coming, but slowly.
Aid agencies, the local government, military and police all agree. They haven't seen anything like this so far since the conflict began. If we just walk over here, you can get a sense of how enormous the scale of this humanitarian crisis is. The tents in this makeshift camp, they just keep going and going. Really, this represents an enormous humanitarian challenge ahead. How scarce everything is, how remote this place is, and how little these people fled with really means that the humanitarian crisis ahead, the challenge ahead, is enormous.
Fighting in Khartoum between Sudan's army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces is destabilizing the whole country. But the conflict is complex. Sudan in general and Darfur particularly have long been the scene of ethnic fighting, pitting Arabic-speaking communities against African ones. Exactly who is behind the latest violence in West Darfur remains unclear. Perhaps the truest picture comes from the refugees.
The Arabs are killers. They killed a lot of people. They took the cows and scared the children away. People left without finding their children. I don't know, maybe they died of thirst or hunger. We didn't lose any children, but they killed my uncle. The children over there, their father was killed.
People living in these camps lack the most basic provisions. It is a struggle to perform simple tasks. And being in this place requires grit. Still, they say it is better to face thirst, hunger, and homelessness than the barrel of a gun. And so they keep coming. Aid agencies expect numbers to surpass previous estimates. The rains are coming too. Without adequate shelter, they risk disease, illness, more misery. The humanitarian crisis sparked by the conflict in Sudan is spilling over. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera, Barota, Eastern Chad.